This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady, global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
He holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
I love how you introduce me first now. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you love it, man. You got anything for us today?
Anything for, like, as far as?
Any knowledge you want to drop? I see you kickboxing all the time.
Yeah, man. I do the kickbox. I got to get this cardio in, man. I'm trying to be around for a while. I'm getting old, man.
It's funny how you get older. You got to do it now.
Yeah.
You get older, you got to. You can't just eat and not gain weight.
Right. Anymore. I do the weights twice, two to three times a week, the kickboxing. You know, I try to get it in, man.
Awesome, man. And also, Mr. BBB, the big baller brand himself.
Big baller brand.
Baller brand.
That stuff's expensive, too. Have you seen the price of some of that stuff?
That's right, because we big ballers. You got to be a big baller.
T-shirt like $50.
This brand. $100 hats?
Yeah.
Don't you need a new lid for $100?
I said, man, them shirts are $50?
The sad part, people are buying them.
Of course. Why not? Yep. Live from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Well, your dreams can come true.
One day on TV, radio, gocsb.com. Come take the tour.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We might have you on the show.
Might.
You can call us at
919-943-2044.
I want people to start doing that.
No, we need to. We got the phone hooked up. We got the number hooked up. Just give us a call.
Just give me a call.
Let us know if you think Romo should be in the Ring of Honor. I mean, you know, you're all wrong if you say he shouldn't be.
call me.
But, you know, yeah, give us a call. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
The new ABC.
The only one that matters anyway. Yeah.
Brought to you by Life Water. Water gives you life.
Water. Water.
I ain't going to go deer water today. Don't worry. All right. Let's get into today's show. We got a great show for you. We're going to a lot of local sports. So if you live in Charlotte, we'll talk about some NASCAR as well, called NASCAR still going on.
Love NASCAR.
And then we got a new segment we're going to do, and we got Dummies of the Week. Well, I've got a couple of those, but first.
Dummy.
But first, let's get into our big shots and Mr. 315, because now he's offended he wasn't included in this last week.
My bad, Shoes fam.
I forgot
to review Sneakerhead.
Yeah.
This is just BSS Sneaker shout out.
Y'all got any shout-out shoes?
Hey, work.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey.
I'm sorry. My bad. My fault.
My shout-out this week is to Gucci. Gucci is back with the vengeance. I just posted this shoe on the website.
Oh, did you?
On the Facebook page. You can go see it. It's the leather Gucci high top jacket with the Donald Duck impression. The vintage Donald Duck is an Asian inspired shoe, high top, real trendy. They're going for $1,250. On the right shoe is, of course, Donald Duck.
Those are
victory posing.
Those are tight.
On the left side is a huge bumblebee. The creative designer is really big into like the animals and floral prints. So they are sick. And I mean, get these while they are out here, because these are collector's items. You think Jordans are collector's items? Rare Gucci's that they don't put too many out of,
you know,
are collector's
items. I'm getting
items.
Ready to go to Florida, Orlando. I need to get a pair of these.
If you go down to Miami, you might can find one in one of those Gucci stores.
We need to blow up so we can afford this stuff.
Right? Don't y'all just want to see a big shot of pair.
Yeah, I
wear a Gucci 10. That's a US 11. Go ahead and send me a pair of those. Mm-hmm. Goodness, please.
That's nice, dude. Those are nice.
Those are sick. Those are really
y'all
sick.
Y'all got any other shoes this week?
That's me for this week.
That's you for this week?
Well, today I'm rocking my
Adidas
Culvers. Nice little skateboard shoe. The
slide
gray.
It off your foot. I can put it on Periscope.
The gray and the neat with the gray and the neon orange.
You see that?
Kind of, you know, goes together with the Tampa Bay Bucks hat I have on. You know, pretty.
What these retail at when they first came out?
About $59.99. Not expensive at all. Not expensive.
There
not
you expensive go. Right there. Right at $60. Adidas mm-hmm. makes good low yep. tops for really reasonable prices. All right.
Well, I have mine.
Uh oh. Oh my god.
Oh, I didn't see. Ooh.
I got my Nikes that I got in New York.
The
NBA.
Jordan 8 Aquas.
Yeah. The Charlotte Hornet editions.
Oh,
look at that. The colors. I got those when I was in New York last
check
year.
Check that out. I hope y'all can see that well. If not, he'll put a picture on the Facebook page
yeah,
later.
Yeah, I'll take a picture. But yeah. I had to wear those.
Those are y'all. Sick.
I'll probably rock some J's next week. Oh, you got. Oh, you started something now.
Come on, man. What you got?
Oh, you done started something. Okay.
Uh-oh, we got a sneaker competition.
Oh, boy.
I'm fine with that.
We are down.
No, but every year, man, I try to go to New York. While I'm in New York at the NBA store, I try to see what they
copy
got.
Copy a little something.
Them. Yeah.
Copy some heat.
But anyway, that's our shoes of the week. If you have any shoes of the week, share on Facebook page, and we'll talk about it on the show. Going to the next segment, we're going to get into a patrolling of the week. Here we go.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
All right, I have one. Do you guys have any?
I don't have one this week. Who you got, Rock?
Who you have, yeah.
Mr. Our very own Frank Kaminsky.
Frank the Tank. Frank Welcome the to Tank. The club.
In case you didn't see on Twitter this week, Frank Kaminsky and ESPN's Dan Dockich engage in Twitter argument on college athletes. Dan started out saying, NCAA only plays 18 to 24-year-old athletes make $20,000 to $60,000 for 20 hours a week work, only 8 hours a week in the summer, and are exploited with hashtags. Then after that, after Kaminsky replied saying Dockich had no idea what he's talking about, Dan Dockich says, "Right, only player, coach, dad, paying, but you're right. I have no idea. You'll grow up and understand someday, son." Frank comes back with, "Oh, right. Because you played people were making billions yearly off of college sports while telling your image doesn't belong to you, right? ? Dan Dockich then calls Frank a clown. Read my tweets. Who has said anything about image, by the way? Your image without Wisconsin jersey is currently worth zero. Zip. Nada.
Squad douche.
Shots fired.
And then
Shots
Frank
fired.
Comes back. Must be wonderful to reap the benefits of kids working their butts off by sitting on yours and rambling about zero, zip, nada. Dan Dockich comes
Shots
back.
Shots returned.
Working your blank off. Son, please. We had no restrictions on ours. You wouldn't know you're working your blank off if it hit you in the nose. Frank said, comes back. LOL. Okay. This just proves me how you uneducated on the topic you actually are. Frank says, because I got where I was by putting in minimum effort at every single stage. Sound logic? Who could argue that one? Dan comes back. That's it. Y'all got it. Well, I figured keep complaining. The uninformed masses will believe us that no. Stay away on Wisconsin. And Frank comes back, ends it fake news. Sad.
Man, and now he gets the Trump hash now?
Yeah.
Gets the Trump hash at the end, huh?
Hmm.
So there's our patrolling.
Well, Frank, maybe we should be worried more about trying to win than what these clowns are saying on Twitter. It does not matter. People have opinions just like they have buttholes.
But we're in the age of the sensitive athlete.
Everybody's sensitive. Why are you so sensitive? Why you need rest?
Especially with all the social media. Because remember back before social media, someone would say something about an athlete. You wouldn't hear anything for maybe a week or two. Now you might hear something.
You get something in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
in
10 minutes. Yep.
It's been retweeted 10,000 times. It's back at your page. Go look.
I just don't understand the paying thing. I get the NCAA makes millions and millions of dollars off of them. I totally understand something should be set up for the future of these guys that play and women or something. But they're getting $20,000 to $60,000 a year to play basketball? Come on, man. And you're only playing, what, 3-4 games a week? And you play practice. But you – I mean, it's not like you're not getting money, though.
I don't – there's not an easy answer for this.
No.
Because do kids at Alabama make more than kids at Florida A&M?
Yeah.
How are they going to feel about that?
Right.
Because we don't go to Alabama. And which players do you pay? Do
That's
you pay the 20, 30, 40 walk-ons that walk onto the team?
Well, for example, at UConn, do you play the UConn women more than the UConn guys play football? And the football team's not as good as the women, but they ain't going to be making – it's the same thing with the women's soccer team for USA now.
It's a slippery slope with that, man. You got to be careful with that.
You know, so now they want as much money as the men. They're actually better, but they're not getting paid the same. So where are you going to end this?
Here's a solution. Boosters – feel free to pay these student athletes whatever you want. And NCAA, keep your damn noses out of what these kids are getting.
First of all, we've talked about on the show how many times NCAA is the most corrupt business in sports.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we got a dummy for that to
Absolutely.
Tell you how stupid it is.
Yep.
Anyway, that's our patrolling. Frank, worry more about the Charlotte Hornets and less about what ESPN Dan Dockett says.
Work on your craft, Frank. We need you to get better, man.
Dan Dockett is paid to make comments. That is what he's supposed to do.
And yet, like I said,
unless they are friends and they had this set up and scripted, yo, I need you to get back at my tweet. Let's have a few bars
and go
at each other.
Unless they go directly at you and make some bad remarks, then sure, I understand. But shut up, other than that. Real fast, let's go into our local sports, the Hornets. But first, Hornets assistant coach Patrick Ewing takes over job at Georgetown.
Beast!
I'd love it. Is it a good move by Patrick?
15 years as an assistant, you get offered a head coaching job in D.C.? Oh, yeah. It's a good move. Damn good move.
It is. I think it's a good move for Ewing, too. I just hope a piece of that John Thompson era works this time. We've had his son. We've had his assistant. Now we've had probably the best player that ever come out of there. Hopefully this works. But if not, they need to go in a whole other direction as far as head coaching. No more blasts from the past. No more John Thompson's kids. No more former players. You know, but I hope this works for Patrick.
And what's bothersome for Georgetown is, like, one, the conference they play in. I mean, Villanova, Creighton.
Yeah.
And Butler. Is Butler in their conference?
Yeah.
Like
Xavier.
They don't have a lot of great name schools.
St. John's
play.
Is still there.
St. John's is there, but
Seton Hall.
Chris Mullin is the star at school. You don't know none of their players.
And look what's going on with Chris Mullin right now. He still has it's taking him a while to build.
Can Pat recruit?
Yeah, that's my question.
Is he going to be able to deal with the stress of the traveling and recruiting and dealing with the functions, dealing with the boosters, dealing with everything that comes with being a college coach? It's more than just the X's and O's now and dealing with professional players.
I am rooting for him big time to succeed.
Absolutely.
A couple of different
reasons. Me too.
I think he's one of the greatest players ever played. He's a African-American coach.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to succeed. Because that's his alma mater. You go back to your alma mater, you want to succeed. So the problem is, like you said, recruiting. You know, today's player, do they know who you are? You know, you play back in the 80s and early 90s. Do they know who you are anymore? Or are you just Space Jam, Patrick Ewing? Mm-hmm. I was listening to it today. More people today will know who he is from Space Jam than he is from the court.
The Monstar.
From the Knicks.
Right. Yeah. Than the Knicks. So, you know, hopefully, I mean, Patrick Ewing shows up in your door, I'll be like, all right, yeah, I'm there. When do I sign?
This was 10, 12 years ago, so it'd be no problem.
If he, so the biggest thing for him is surrounding him with some good young college coaches.
Yeah.
You know, not hanging on to previous years. Bring you some young assistants that can recruit, you know, especially in Maryland, in D.C., those areas. Up,
if I was Patrick Ewing, I would reach out to Allen Iverson.
Absolutely.
And see if I could have him as a special assistant.
Yeah.
Just to sit in these recruits' house. Yep. Like, Allen Iverson and Patrick Ewing sitting in your house.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I want to go to Georgetown.
And you got a player in Patrick Ewing who single-handedly put the Big East on the map.
Well, no offense. Same problem with AI is with Patrick Ewing. I mean, some people still know who AI is.
Yeah.
But you need to reach out to Otto Porter, who's playing the Wizards right now.
Roy Hibbert.
In the area.
I
was getting ready to say for it. I want to start with somebody a little bit better, but and especially since he's in Washington. You know, he's playing for the Wizards.
Yep.
Bring him over to Georgetown.
Who's been playing great all year.
Right. So bring these guys, and yes, bring Roy Hibbert along. Let him sit on the bench or whatever. But you need to bring some of your new generation stars that you've had. You know, to help you recruit.
Reach out to Zoe Mourning. Reach out to Mutombo. Mutombo is just an ambassador now. Yeah. Like, people know Mutombo because he's an ambassador.
I just wish people.
And the commercials.
I just wish they knew, man. This man single-handedly put a conference on the map.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
He's one of the all-time greats in the NBA, but even better in college.
Yes, absolutely.
And I know firsthand, being a Syracuse fan.
Right.
Those Carrier Dome games where he just destroyed us every time they came. So I know firsthand about Patrick Ewing, the college player.
But he will be greatly missed by the Hornets because I love the man. I was actually hoping he was going to take over for Clifford one day. Hopefully this year, but it ain't happening.
I had the pleasure of meeting him once. I did, at the barbershop.
And by the way, if you've never seen his shoes, go get a pair of his shoes. I'm going to get a pair of his shoes.
I had the Ewing 33s when I was in sixth grade.
Are we talking about a Ewing 33? I want those Ewing Adidas.
Yeah, I didn't see those. I had the Ewing 33 joint.
I'm
going to show you the Ewing Adidas. These were sweet.
Well, moving on from good luck to Patrick, I just wanted to point it out. Last week, the Hornets, they beat the Nuggets 122-114 Sunday.
Great game.
It was a very good game, which both of us were at. Jokic is a heck of a player, man. That kid is. I tweeted it during the game. I don't think anybody's improved the NBA the way that kid has this year. He has come a long way.
He's playing well.
Sunday, they beat the Thunder on the road 113-101, another big win. Tuesday, they lost to the Wizards 118-111. And then Wednesday, they lost to the Heat last night.
Tough game. It was close. I didn't even know they did something.
Oh, I want these. I still want these.
It was close. And then all of a sudden, Hassan Whiteside gets tied up. And he gets a technical foul. And then he goes on a personal 6-0, 8-0 run. He is dominant. He is dunking the ball. He's screaming on us. And then the Heat were unbelievable from the three-point line. They had like 11 first-half threes. They carried in the second half.
Dragic,
they ran away
man.
With it, man.
Spoelstra has to be considered top three coach of the year, man.
I agree. Oh, absolutely agree
my
with you.
My God.
The way he is coached with that team. Who was starting last night? James Johnson has improved a lot.
Who's found a home, I think.
It looks like he has. James Johnson – Richardson played great last night. Jokic played great last night. Gordon had 17 at halftime. Mm-hmm. They have 15 threes. You ain't beating a team when they shoot threes the way they did last night. They shot 50-something%. But the job Eric's done this year is probably one of the best jobs he's ever done.
I think so. This is his best.
Dion Waiters didn't play last night.
Deion's hurt. He has a left ankle sprain. Oh, okay. He's been dealing with it for like the last 8 years. Mm-hmm.
I know Josh McRoberts is out, but, you know, I wasn't sure about him. But anyway, the Hornets, They had a good week. This week is the last week of the season. Saturday's home game against the Celtics is fan appreciation night. So go out. They're doing giveaways and different things.
Absolutely.
Probably big shot. Probably win something else. then Monday at the Bucks and Tuesday at the Hawks to wrap up the season.
Well, the season is officially over. 43 losses means you only can get 39 wins. 39 wins is not going to get you the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. Unfortunately, it's going to take a minimum of 40 wins.
Yeah, they're right now they're 2.5 games out.
With four remaining.
Four to play.
Yeah.
So Miami will have to lose every game. Chicago will have to lose every game.
And now we don't own the tiebreaker with Miami anymore either. So it's done. If you want to rest Kemba, I mean, play our guys Saturday night for the last home game, no doubt. Hornets appreciation night, play our guys.
And then rest them.
Rest, and let's see what we got with Weber. Let's see what we got with Johnny O'Brien. Let's
By the way, Weber on 2K is really good. I will point that out. On 2K, he's really good. He's good, man. I think you got a potential
second player.
Stop playing Brian Roberts, please. For the love of God, Brian Roberts, give him unemployment. Give him unemployment. Seriously, bring up Cat Barber. This guy, I can't see Brian Roberts playing
and
again.
You know, we just lost Archie Goodwin. The Nets signed him to a multi-year deal. So we got to do something.
All right, well, that was my next question. Will the Hornets make the playoffs? No.
No, absolutely not.
Anything, we'll wrap up the Hornets season next week. We'll talk about them some more, the improvements they can do next season, everything else. So, but definitely go out Saturday to the game. The game is at 6 o'clock, by
early
the way.
Start, early game.
And there's a baseball game at 7:05, so there's two sports.
There's lots of stuff going on. Yeah.
Tonight, though. Opening night for the Charlotte Knights is at 7 p.m. tonight versus the Norfolk Tide. They play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's a 2:05 game. Thursday, Friday, Saturday are all 7:05. Then Monday through Thursday, they're in Durham. Sunday is Homer the Dragon's birthday, so all the mascots will be there.
This Sunday or the next Sunday?
This Sunday.
Okay.
This Sunday. So if you want something fun to do Sunday,
2:05.
Go out
there. Great time.
Yeah, definitely. It shouldn't be too hot. Of course, tonight is $3 drafts.
Damn.
Tonight's Thursday's. It's $3 domestics and $1 small sodas at the ballpark on Thursdays. So make sure you go out if you can. Also, the first 7,500 fans get a Knights magnet schedule for the season. So you want something to hang on your fridge.
The first 7,500 fans through the gates for the season to start the first four games, because that stadium don't sit 7,500, do it?
Dude, it does 15.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll go with but definitely go out if you can. You know, looking at this roster, Yoan Makata, you need to get out and catch the kid, the young shortstop. He won't be there long, so you better get out there. He's the number two prospect in minor league baseball. So you need to get out and watch him as soon as you can. Anything else for the Knights you want to talk about?
I am excited for the food.
I was just going to say that. I want to catch a couple games.
I was disappointed. I went to the NC State UNCC game. Of course, A-Rod's nephew's playing for State.
Yep.
Had a homer. But the burgers, they changed the hamburger meat this year, so it's not.
They used that clone meat?
I don't know what it tasted like. The Bubba burgers you get at the store.
Oh, at the Harris Teeter.
Yeah,
and the frozen packs.
But I will tell you, the mini nuggets are really good.
Okay.
You know, there's some really good food. Hot dogs are better this year. I can't wait for tonight because you know I'm gonna have a great big old pork nachos with all that cheese, man.
Just get the words.
I can't wait to get my segment in.
I told him be careful. You're going to win, though.
Take a picture of it.
I will.
Take a picture.
I'll take a picture and send it to you. We'll post it on our Facebook page. Moving on to NASCAR. Where are they at this week?
They are in Richmond this week. Second straight short track. They are in their stretch run of short tracks. Last week, of course, they were in Martinsville, where Brad Keselowski ran Kyle Busch down and led like the last 40 laps of the race and went ahead and brought it home. Short tracks are fun, man. The Toyotas had strong cars last week. I see the Toyotas being strong again this week. But watch out for Penske. Penske's cars are really strong, too. But if I had to pick somebody this week, I think Denny Hamlin gets off the snide this week. So I'm gonna roll with the FedEx car. Point. Oh my goodness! Look at the Juwan Howards in the red and the black. I had the all white joints.
Let me see.
With the air on the side written in.
Oh yeah, everybody calls those the Pippins, but
those were the Juwan Howards. Juwan Howard put me onto those. All white joints.
The only thing I don't like about those are just too bulky for me. I have skinny legs and ankles, so those look weird on me.
Anyway, you were talking about NASCAR.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin this weekend, the FedEx 11, I think they run better. They were running good at Martinsville through the first stage, and then whatever adjustment they made when it was caution, the caution flag was out, messed that car up. Messed it up bad.
All right. So you got Hamlin.
I got Hamlin.
Who's leading the standings?
Kyle Larson is currently leading the points chase, but Keselowski has the most wins on the season. He has 2 wins already this season.
All right. Let's go into our new segment, Who Said Worse, LeVar or Lance?
Hey, let me tell you this right now. I have the utmost confidence in what my boy is doing. I'm going to tell you right now, he better than Steph Curry to me. Here, put Steph Curry on UCLA's team right now and put my boy on Golden State and watch what happens.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you double down on it right there.
I double down on it again. And like I said, if I don't know what my boy is about, I'm not going to make that statement. Steph going to have problems trying to guard my boy. And let's see, play one-on-one. I think all 3 of my boys will be in an all-star game one day. They didn't all of a sudden get good. They've been from babies being better and better and better. And when they get to that top level, they're just going to turn it up even more.
Michael Jordan coming back to play in the NBA or something like that. Or somebody coming out of retirement and playing. I know the atmosphere is going to be crazy.
Say what? Lance Stephenson said him coming back to play in Indiana would be like Michael Jordan returning to the league. Or somebody coming out of retirement. Yeah.
And you know what's funny about that? Michael Jordan's comeback game was against Indiana, ironically.
That's true, yeah.
But nobody is excited to see Lance Stephenson.
Oh, delusional self. Stop it, Lance.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is Big Shot more like this week? Is it Lance or LeVar?
Neither.
No, you're like one of the two of them. I'm going to say you're more like LeVar. You're more like LeVar this week. You're talking some hot air.
LeVar is so out there, though.
He's close.
All 3 of my boys going to be in the All-Star game. That middle child definitely not going
to
be.
Well, I guess Lance is a little bit closer to reality.
Yeah.
He's comparing himself to Jordan.
I'm out there because I said Tony Romo don't belong in the Ring of Honor.
So, all right, we'll go with Lance this week. I'll say you more like Lance this week. Is there anybody else you guys think has said anything? And what we'll do on this show for this segment is somebody that says something that's just out there and you want
something
to be
crazy.
Like, you know, are they more like Lance or are they more like LeVar?
I got it. Okay.
You got
one? I'm going to keep my open for next week. Yeah, because,
keep an eye out. But we'll do that on the show every week.
Gotcha.
We'll have Lance or LeVar.
I like that.
Because some people are saying some things that are just ridiculous. I'm sure we can look at Draymond Green's timeline.
And those are and those are 2 good examples too that you just played. Those 2 sound bites.
Yeah, we'll make them shorter though. Let's go into dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas dummy of the week. All right, do y'all got any dummies?
I'll start. Let's start with the University of North Carolina. After they win the national championship on Monday, you know, they're on Franklin Street and they're celebrating and they have their bonfires going. And what happens when you play with fire? You get burned. And unfortunately for some of these dumb fans, they got burned by the bonfire. But luckily for them, they were right next to one of the best burn centers in the state of North Carolina. Probably the best. And the NCAA, or the sponsorship for the South Carolina Lady Gamecocks, after winning the national championship on Sunday night, there were no t-shirts made for them. There was nothing ready for them that said 2017 national champion Lady Gamecocks. I don't know if that's on Under Armour, because we know South Carolina is sponsored by Under Armour, or if that's on the NCAA or both, but was it a foregone conclusion that Connecticut had this thing wrapped up? That you only made shirts for Connecticut? And when Connecticut lost, y'all didn't have the resources to get some shirts in here for Mississippi State or South Carolina? Come on, man. That's just dumb as crap. So those are my 2.
right.
And congratulations to the South Carolina women.
Absolutely.
Coached by my favorite women's player Dawn Staley. Yes, sir.
She was good. Andrea Stinson was better. I love Stinson, man. NC State player, though, and Hornets lady. They always had great games against each other.
And it's, you know, it's funny. Years ago, I met her where I used to work. Oh, and she was on my sneaker game too. There was times she wanted. Hey, what size you wear? We wore the same size. She wore a men's 11, actually.
Wow. So,
mm-hmm.
Did you have any dummies?
I do. I don't know if you guys heard about this. The Cincinnati Reds pitching prospect Ian. I can't pronounce his last name. Kaholoa.
Yeah.
He posted himself on Twitter, snorting what appears to be cocaine.
Well, I am not surprised. A lot of these athletes do cocaine.
Yeah.
You know why? Because cocaine is out of your system in one day.
Man,
so it's almost damn impossible to catch unless you get caught by the police with it, like our friend Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, I saw that this morning. I said, what? What?
Oh, can I add Dustin Johnson to the dummy list?
Are you talking about for
falling and hurting his back?
Oh, well, no, the day before
the Masters? The stuff on his socks was not socks. It was actually coke.
Was it coke?
No.
It probably was.
He. by the way, you know, while you're saying that, he withdrew from the Masters.
I mean, he hurt his back. You're not going to swing a club.
Yeah, he fell down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said he slipped on some cocaine? That's what you said?
Yeah, I'll
joke. Oh, okay.
The rumor is he had white socks on and white tube socks and on wood floor walking down the steps and he slipped.
That's why you better buy your Uggs.
Yeah.
I live in my Uggs at the house. You don't slip in the Uggs, man.
No.
I thought he was just. Ah, he's Tony Montana up and he lost his.
That's what I read some. Yeah.
Is there any? You got any other ones? That's it.
That's it.
All right. Let's get into the LPGA thing. Ooh. Lexi Thompson rules. Embarrassing LPGA. In case you didn't know, she was playing. She walked from the 12th green to the 13th tee. Attorney official notified she would incur a 2-shot penalty for improperly marking her ball on the 17th green during Saturday's third round and would lose another 2 strokes for signing an incorrect scorecard. This was the day after a fan called in to tell the LPGA about the rule infraction, and she lost the tournament because of a fan cost her. A random fan cost her a major victory and over $150,000.
Okay, I'm not.
My dummy is to the fan and the LPGA for letting a fan call in to change a call. How many times we want to call in to change? Can we complain to the NCAA for letting Kendi Meeks be out of bounds and go back and give it to Gonzaga?
Can Northwestern get a redo after Zach Collins stuck his hand through the bottom of the goal and blocked one of their shots, and you gave Chris Collins a technical foul? Can they get that back? No. So, golf fan, snitches get stitches and get left in ditches. So, look out. And if you are friends with this golf snitch, you better watch what you say around this golf snitch, because they gone D'Angelo Russell.
You. I was just thinking that.
So, that we need to stay away from the D'Angelo Russells. LPGA is worse, though. You didn't catch it. Your officials didn't catch it.
Nope.
So, I'll be damned if you now can go back and change it because a fan caught it.
Absolutely.
Like, that's so
horrible,
whack.
Dude.
That is so whack.
I mean, what other place can you do this? This is ridiculous.
It's all good. Lexi Thompson just got more PR for herself, which is going to bring her more sponsorships. And maybe this will actually get people watching LPGA to see if they can catch mistakes.
I'm suing. I'm suing the person that called. Then I'm suing the LPGA for.
I'm looking for that D'Angelo Russell. I'm gonna find you. We gonna get you.
Yeah, but that was crazy, man. I heard about it the other day, and that's ridiculous. Anyway, those are dummies of the week. When we come back, we're gonna talk NBA playoffs, and we got our Sunshine Players of the Week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.